The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. This is the Fan's 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon, live from Beaver Toyota in Cumming.
The treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma had come such a huge way in 10 years that's solely due to funding of research.
But does this money help? As a father with a child with cancer, I can say absolutely it does.
Make your donation right now by calling 770-273-0992. That's 770-273-0992. Or donate online at 680thefan.com.
1201 Domino Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, at the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Radiothon. Beaver Toyota of Cumming, want to thank them for hosting us. We've raised over almost $32,000 thus far, but we need more.
You know what that's telling me? A lot of these rich folks aren't getting off their wallets. We got to call them out again. We'll do it.
Like Chris said to open the show, if you give $100, you can mention your richest friend for us to call out, and we'll take care of the rest.
Yeah.
We will shame them into making a major donation.
Give us their phone number. We'll call them live on the air on top of that. I got a buddy you just called, buddy of ours, Porter Payne. Porter Payne's been a big contributor to what it is we do here at 680 The Fan, and I'm going to look to find something that he can actually bid on, and I know he's going to donate anyway because
he's done that in the past.
Yeah, he's done that in the past. But I'll find something nice, as the kids like to say, to maybe hand over to him. And you know what we don't have to do here? We don't have to side mouth it either.
Nope.
Hey, Porter, take this.
Yeah. It's right out there.
Give me the money.
It's like NIL. Okay. It's right out there for everybody to see. I want to thank Brett Michaels for joining us yesterday. He's coming to Ameris Bank Amphitheater August the 3rd, along with Don Felder, Lou Gramm, we found out, the original lead singer of Foreigner, and special guest Dee Snider. Tickets went on sale this morning. LiveNation.com to get your pair. So the Braves are down there at spring training. Ronald Acuna talked to the media this morning. He's one of many Braves position players that got there early, and he went back to last year when they were eliminated by the Phillies, and he didn't talk to the media. This is him through his translator, Franco Garcia.
It's frustrating for sure. I mean, to be playing well the entire season and then have an early round exit, it's frustrating to say the least, and it's complicated for sure. And I also just want to take this moment to apologize to all of y'all, since obviously I was a little frustrated after we lost that series and we had a chance to talk. So I just want to take this opportunity to just ask for y'all's forgiveness.
In retrospect, it's all water under the bridge.
Yeah.
In retrospect.
Look, is it something that you can do a second time now that you've apologized for it? No, you can't. Win, lose, or draw, and hopefully he speaks after a World Series win, he speaks at the parade, and it's nothing but good news, but there are going to be moments when Ronald Acuna is going to have to make this choice again. I think what he just said there lets you know that he can't make that choice again. He is supposed to talk to the media.
And Alex Anthopoulos, right after it happened, was very diplomatic about it.
But we will talk to him.
That's the key. Yeah. And somebody did talk to him about, and for those that don't understand, it's not about us. It's not about the media. Some will say it is, but I never saw it that way. I go back to what you said. The worst thing you can do is leaving your teammates behind to hold the bag.
I'd like to ask him about him, but he's not here, so I'll ask you about him. It's the worst thing you can do as a teammate. It really is. You know, short of not showing up or being drunk or whatever it is, just not being prepared to play, the really thing that bothers players is lack of accountability. And young guys in their career, and you can still tell me, well, he's too old for that. It doesn't matter at this point. It's over. I think the apology lets you know that it won't happen again. And he now has to be, and by the way, he is, I don't want to call him an older statesman, but what the hell is he now 5 years into his
career?
He's
the MVP of the National League, and essentially now he's one of the leaders and can't be considered a kid any longer, even though he is 26 years old. Here he is talking about his future with the Braves.
It's not a secret. I want to be Brave for life, and that's my hope. I hope I can stay here forever, and hopefully we can, you know, make that happen soon.
Whoa.
He's got a few years left on his contract, but I think what may happen is an amendment to the contract, if you will.
Well, an extension is what I think you're looking for, an extension to the contract. Now, I feel two ways about this. I don't have to. And if I don't have to when it's guaranteed money, I don't have to. The other part of me says, is there a reasonable number, whatever reasonable is, that you go, look, here's what we're willing to do. And by the way, when you see Bobby Witt's contract and you see a few of the other deals that go to 10 years, it's not unreasonable at his age to try to push him out to at least 35 years old. It's not. But at what number? You know, to me, it really then becomes about the number. It's not just the want. Both sides could have a want. What's the number going to be that can actually get it done?
I think that's Ronald Acuna right there planting the seed. I would like, he's asking in a nice way.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to rip up this contract, amend this contract, extend this contract. Anything that's going to get me more money, that's what I would like to do.
So you're saying if we took a thesaurus and we found every word for extend, lengthen, any word that we can find there that he's doing it nicely.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what I said, and I could end up being very wrong. I said at some point he's gonna strike. He's gonna pull a one man strike, and he's not gonna show up at spring training. Guess where he is? It ain't gonna be this year because he's there right now.
A lot of guys there early. We are gonna be down there along with guys that got there early, like Ronald Acuna Jr., Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Michael Harris, the second, Jared Kelnick. We're going to be down there on Monday, going to be broadcasting down there all week long. Do you have anything lined up for us thus far, Domino?
No, I wasn't really including you in much. You're not a doer.
Wow. Well, listen, if you want to record something early and something set up, I told you, I'll be there.
Okay.
You know, I'm a team player in that regard.
No, I know. I know. You've told me a lot.
Otherwise,
you tell me off.
You and Amanda.
Otherwise, just leave me alone, and I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah, you and Amanda, our director of social media, can get there early and get all of the sights and sounds for the people to peruse on social media. That's the way I see it.
Right. And that's fine with me, too. Listen, I'm glad we have two cars. I'm glad it doesn't have to be get your ass in the car. I don't want to get angry about things.
No.
I don't want to take away from your gym time, your suntan.
Well, I don't want you angry and turn at me like you were down in Miami when I took the van for the day.
And it might be nice enough for you to tan, so I certainly don't want to screw up your tan time.
Very true.
So
we all have things we need to take care of.
No doubt about it.
We all have priorities.
Me, I'll be talking to the clubhouse guys at 7 o'clock in the morning, helping them set up lockers for the day.
And that's what you like to do. Yeah. Me, I like to go.
You like to sleep a little and then go train.
We all have
our thing, man. We all have our thing.
The two main things Alex Anthopoulos says down there in spring training are the fifth starter and the last two spots on the bench. And he said it's going to come down to how Snit uses those guys on the bench. You know, he brought up Nicky Lopez. He said last year we could have gotten maybe more big names to be utility guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we play things here, in case you haven't noticed, guys don't take days off. And if you're a veteran guy that's not like Nicky Lopez, you're probably going to be upset. Hey, I want to play. Nicky Lopez, that wasn't the attitude that he took. So you may have just speed guys on the bench. They're talking about Eli White and Forrest Wall.
And the good news is it's not like you're in Orlando with the longer bus trips, because that's the other part that comes with, what do you do in spring? How many at-bats do you get? Are you traveling and you're going to do, I don't even know, do you remember when they used to do the one-night stay? They'd stay in St. Lucie to play the Cardinals twice instead of just going down there and coming right back. I don't know if they hit enough home runs where they might not need that. They might not need a guy who's going to have his, how many guys are getting pinch hit for in this lineup?
Nobody.
I mean, it's really not happening. So I'm not, you know, look, the day and age of, hey, who's the big fatty that comes off the bench and hits the three-run homer? There's only really a handful of guys. Now that the DH is around, it certainly is even fewer than that.
Well, because if you think about it, even a guy like Kelnick, who's a left-handed bat, they're talking about him playing every day. So it might not even be a platoon in left field.
I mentioned something with Buck Blue earlier, that we're in the last year of Marcelo Zuna's contract, and he did what he did last year, so I'm not going to say it's about time or thank God. That might have been my thought this time last year. Oh, God, two more years of this guy, but he had the year he had. Braves are going to be on the hunt for a DH. You know, let's not forget that. I got to play this year, and I got to see who stays healthy, and I hope Marcelo Zuna is whatever he's going to be, but it's good, not good. And then Braves are going to be in the business for a DH, which is kind of interesting to think about. That, you know, I mentioned Pete Alonso, and I don't know what other bats might be coming in free agency. You could trade for a guy, I guess, as well. If you have enough farms. Man, what would you think about Pete Alonso just dropped into the middle?
What would Frank the Tank do if Pete Alonso signed with the Braves or the Braves traded for Pete Alonso? Would he do?
Can I tell you what I think you better do? You better hide Blooper for a couple of weeks. Put Blooper in a safe house. Because he might lose his, you know, he's not a fan of the Blooper. And I don't want anything to happen. If Pete Alonso signed here, that's a great question. And I hate looking at that guy, anything to do with him, his videos or anything else. I don't care about him. I might actually go back to that well for one day. just to see the content he would put out over a 24-hour period.
While we're on the topic of baseball, your guy Rob Manfred says he's quitting, but
No, he didn't.
He's not quitting until 2029.
It's the stupidest headline ever. I'm telling you, I don't like, don't bamboozle me, don't give me the headline, don't hoodwink me, don't okey-doke me, don't, you know, get me in your store and try to sell me something else. You tried to upsell me on this idea with the headline. Rob Manfred picks date to leave. 2029. That's not even a real thing. Is Ronald Acuna's contract done before Rob Manfred will get out?
You could very well be right about that.
Yeah. He's sticking around for 5 more years, and they needed the world to know that. The gall. Like, even if that came up, if somebody asked you a direct question, hey, Rob, have you thought about when the end might come? Nah. You don't tell people you're going to leave something in 5 years. It's not even a real thing.
So Ronald Acuna has 2-year club options for 27 and 28, so almost as long, if you count those options, as Ronald Acuna's deal will be Rob Manfred's stay.
Ronald Acuna would be a free agent before Rob Manfred steps away.
Before,
then
yes.
That's not a real thing. 5 years is not a real thing.
Lenny Dykstra, I guess, according to some of his former teammates, and Daryl Strawberry and Kevin Mitchell, they said he suffered a stroke this week. He's recovering in a Los Angeles hospital. He's out of ICU, and he is expected to, after further evaluation, be released. And everybody thought Kevin Mitchell was the problem back then with the Mets. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that you're right about that. There were good guys on that team. There were hard-nosed guys on that team. Lenny Dykstra turned out to be not a great guy. On a lot of levels, he turned out to not be a great guy. Look, what you loved him for, he's gritty, he's little, he's this, he's that, he's over here, he's over there. I mean, you really don't want to break down the life of Lenny Dykstra post-baseball. I told you what he did with my buddy.
He called
his house.
Looking for your buddy's wife.
Yeah, to hit on his wife. My buddy had him in for a card show. Lenny signed, and then he called my buddy's house asking for his wife, and then he asked his wife not once, not twice, 3 times to meet him on the road. Just, hey, man. And, like, he didn't...
It's nothing. What's the big deal? I'm on the road.
That's a true story.
It's not like you have to pay anything out of pocket. I'll take care of it, dude.
He was insulted. And what he was really insulted is, he's like, I'm Lenny Dykstra. This guy?
This is something you can even talk about it with your friends. I took her on a road trip. You should be lucky that I'm doing this. I'm Lenny Dykstra.
Think about this,
I
dude.
Got a ring.
He paid Lenny Dykstra money to appear at a card show, and then he did that.
Hey, 680.
It's not a nice man.
No, it's not. This is a nice event, though. 680 The Fan and Bears Best Atlanta kicking off golf season with our annual Chili Dip Open. It all benefits First Tee at Metro Atlanta happening on the 23rd of this month. It's sold out, and I want to thank some of our sponsors, Bears Best, Hennessy Automotive Companies, Kroger, and Corona Beer. We got a special guest, a play-by-play voice that you may recognize, who I believe is going to join us for a few minutes.
What's Handsome Dan doing here, by the way?
I don't know. We're going to find out, and we'll talk to him.
I thought I was having
back.
A fever dream. I took my meds this morning. I was like, did I take too much?
Plus, Thomas Dimitroff takes his NFL brethren to task. We'll go back to the NFL as well next.
Oh, we got to give out the phone number. 770-273-0992. We got a couple of lovely ladies here who are waiting for you to pick up the phone. We got a whole bunch of incentive items. We got Buck Blue Georgia items. We got bats. We got signed baseballs. We got golf tournament stuff. We got stays up at Harris Cherokee. Couple of nights up there. We got a whole bunch of things. 770-273-0992. You can go online at the 680 website to see our list. But here's what we'd also like. $5, $10, $25. We can just make a donation. If there's ever been anybody in your life that's been touched by cancer, it's time and here's the day to absolutely make sure that you do your part.
It's the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon. Beaver Toyota Incoming is where we are. You can also donate at 680thefan.com/LLS. NFL talk and a special play-by-play guest when we return on Domino and Cellini, The Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on.
It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Georgia have teamed up to help people across Georgia for over two decades. And we continue to make a difference in the lives of these patients.
My name is Andy Dufresne, and I'm from Johns Creek. My son Watson's 5 years old. In December of 2009, we noticed this rash in his midsection. Over the next couple of days, it began spreading down his legs. So we took him to his pediatrician, and his white blood cells were absolutely through the roof. And, you know, on the spot, he confirmed what the suspicion was, and that was leukemia. He's come a long way. The research and progress through funding with programs like the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society have improved the science such that kids are living, they're surviving, and they're surviving at the highest percentage rate possible. I'm a 680 The Fan listener. I'm very familiar with the campaign, and I remember hearing this and selfishly thinking, and I'm ashamed to say this, but does this money help? And as a father with a child with cancer, I can say absolutely it does. My child has a chance at life because of the donations from people giving to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Make your donation right now by calling 770-273-0992. That's 770-273-0992. Or donate online at 680thefan.com.
1222 Domino, Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Beaver Toyota of Cumming is where we are, and we want to thank them for hosting us for the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon. We've got a bunch of incentive items still up and running. 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS. Those are the places to go. Is the offer to watch a game with us still on the table?
I'm not really sure. It is. Okay.
I don't care for that.
Yeah. Oh, now we have to.
I'll pull it off the table. I think I'm playing any games here.
Because it's not a place for baby games.
No.
All right, so here's the deal. So I don't lose him, and he doesn't throw a fit, and he doesn't insult us in front of all these nice people.
Save the show,
in
folks.
The city of Atlanta and whoever's listening on the app. Here's what I need. I need for you to pony up $1,000, and here's what you're going to get. The locker room. All of those guys are going to come in. Me and him are going to come in, him being him.
You and two or three of your buddies, you know, split it up.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Right.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, how many chairs we got in that room? We got enough chairs, right?
We'll bring more in if we have to.
We got a big screen. We're going to drop it. We're going to play a Braves game while the Braves are on the road. So you come up to the battery. That's where the Braves place is, but that's where our station is. For $1,000, here's what we're going to do. We're going to eat you. We're going to feed you. We're going to drink you. And we're all going to watch a game. Maybe we'll be happy. Maybe we'll be sad. I have no idea how the game is going to go.
We'll be drunk.
That I can't guarantee you. Yep. And then we're going to go to the roof and shoot fireworks.
Because Domino has the code. You know how to get up on the roof of our building. You're the only one.
I wasn't even supposed to say that to you, but I do know the secret way up
there. A mild surprise at the quarterback position for this NFL team. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But
and don't forget the trip to PBR right after that. We're going to go ride the bull.
Someone is going to ride the bull, and for an extra, I don't know, $500, we'll put on chaps. This guy was here to buy a car, and all of a sudden he's on a radio show.
Is that true? I thought I was having a fever dream. I don't know if you know this. I'm on a lot of medication, and I just saw you standing there. It was like in that movie where all of a sudden, like, there's always... and then you were gone. I was like, did I even see that? Was that Tom Hart?
Yeah, Tom Hart from the SEC Network here to buy a Toyota. Next thing you know, he's a radio guest.
Well,
funny world, Tom.
Cellini in a hat threw me off.
They're
inviting homeless guys on the set now? No wonder they want me to come on.
Well, and
I said,
food.
I can come in here. I'm on the radio. Yeah, I'm on the radio, too. Get out of here.
And then they saw
Domino had to vouch for me.
The first thing he did was he put 7 pancakes in front of him, and they were like, I knew it. He's just here for the food. He doesn't work for anybody.
You guys need to learn to have more fun.
Did I wave to you? Like, I wasn't even sure if I nodded or waved. I was like, I think I saw Tom Hart.
Who's
but
that
I'm telling
creep
you,
over there behind the orange 4Runner?
And I'm in my head, I'm like,
that is impressive, that orange 4Runer.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So if a Tennessee fan doesn't buy that, they're doing something wrong.
That's good call.
Yeah.
So are you really here on the line?
Yeah.
All right. Listen.
This guy recommended I come up here. This guy named Kevin McAlpin. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Put me in touch with the right salespeople. Kevin Kurth's showing me around. Man, they got some vehicles out
all
here.
Right.
What else do I need to do?
Well, on that, now you get to be on the radio. Here's what we need for you to do, though. And I really like it done in one take, Mr. Sportscaster. I need for you to read that phone number, and because now you're a part of this.
Okay, fine.
And I need for you, and we're going to, you know what I'm going to do first? Who's the richest friend you have that could be listening today? Don't give me somebody 9 states over.
Yeah.
Who's the richest friend that you might might have that could be listening today.
I know that answer. And the guy we're just talking about, it's Brad Nessler. Yeah, that's the richest guy in town.
So he's got to get off his wallet and do what?
He's got to call 770-273-0992. He listens with his beautiful wife. So if he can't call in because he's driving one of his fancy cars, she can call in. Okay. 770-273-0992.
And you know, if he does, you know what we're going to give him? We're going to give him the Dick Vitale treatment. We're going to give him the Dick Vitale treatment. We're going to let him
know. Mr. Nessler!
Yeah, and so Brad,
you really, Tom, can't put a price tag on that.
You've been called out, Brad Nessler. And we have no problem with shaming people two times a year.
This is
Cam Twin Lakes. It's two times a year. We'll shame you. I'm sorry.
You get off the wallet. Come on. Call in.
All right.
So it's baseball season for you now on the SEC Network?
Close. I got basketball still through the SEC tournament. I'm headed to Tuscaloosa tonight for Bama and Texas A&M tomorrow on ESPN at noon. And then I'm taking my son Andrew with me, just kind of a guy's trip. So I said, if we're going to go to one game, and you're going to sit next to me while I work, let's go to another game. So we're going to drive down to Auburn after and go see Auburn and Kentucky for the nightcap.
And they've been lined up for like two or three days. They're waiting
it's
to get in, right?
Incredible. I mean, Barnum and Bailey have nothing on Bruce Pearl. And that guy could sell ice to Eskimos. That place is going to be jammed. It's turned into the best home court advantage in college basketball.
Do you honestly believe it's that now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was at Allen Fieldhouse earlier this season. That place is incredible. I don't think there's any place louder than the jungle, than what they do at Neville. The ceiling's low, right? So that sound really stays in on top of the court. And everybody's jammed in.
But there's a Bruce Pearl factor to this, though.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And he's convinced people that you've got to be there to support our guys, and you've got to be loud, and he's selling.
I think what he's also doing, look, football has been up and down there, and I think he's one of those guys that says football and basketball not only could, they should exist together. We should be creating an atmosphere for a student base that you go, oh, wait, we're just going to go from that season into this one. We're going to have a good time when we do it.
I don't want to upset people and say that Auburn's better or this much different than anybody else. But from a community standpoint, they really stress that as a whole. Like, we're all kind of in this together. And I think we all know that other schools, it's, you know, football's doing their thing over here and basketball's doing their women's basketball.
The team they're playing,
you
Kentucky.
You mentioned Kentucky. I mean, they sort of brought it out to Front Street.
Football school or a basketball school? I was in the middle of that a couple years ago.
Well, yeah, right. And Calipari, they're on a streak that's not going very well. He didn't. So what do you think of this? Your network covers a game. He doesn't go to the post-game press conference. What do you believe?
I think he went to the post-game press conference, but he doesn't go do the radio show in front of all the fans as is routine there.
Okay.
So he's kind of taking that opportunity to say, I got to go walk the dogs.
Okay.
Which, you know, if you lose three in a row at home at Rupp, which you've never done before.
Right.
Maybe it's a good time to walk the dogs.
You know how I feel. You've been around baseball. I said at least once a week, if not twice, manager shouldn't have to speak today. He shouldn't speak pregame. He shouldn't speak postgame. And I'm not trying to screw anybody in the media. I'm just telling you that it's too many. I think you're entitled, if you get your rear end kicked, to go, you guys got these jobs because you know about baseball. Yeah. Go write about it, and you're not going to insult me because we deserve everything you say. I think that should be a few times a year at least. You should be able to pull that card out and go, hey, man, we weren't good tonight. You guys have every right to go write about it.
The dirty secret in sports media is that everyone has to cover it that night, and coaches and managers don't want to have to say, you know what, my guys sucked today. We did everything right. We did everything we're supposed to do. We prepared. Mm-hmm. But the guy that's hitting in the three hole or the guy that was on the mound, they don't want to throw them under the bus when that's the easiest and most direct answer. So, yeah, give him a break. I agree 100% with you.
Tom Howard is here from the SEC Network. Do you think if he had to do it all over again, Kalen DeBoer would have stayed in Washington?
Oh. Like if he would have known what I learned about that program covering them a couple years ago in the Alamo Bowl is that coaching staff was very tight. Some of those guys have been together since Sioux Falls NAIA, including Grubb. The expectation is fair when you're in that scenario, say, hey, boys, we got the Alabama job, that everybody's coming. Mm-hmm. Now things have changed, and Alabama, the bottom line is because Nick Saban left, he left them vulnerable anyway. And now the staff situation has left them as vulnerable as they've been maybe ever. If you're, as far as, you know, recent history.
There's no way, as you said, these guys have been together forever. There's no way he could have foreseen this coming.
No, that's and I think that if you're hiring him, you're hiring him with the understanding of not just who you're going to come, but the kind of who's going to come with you, but the culture that you're bringing and all that success that they've had at Washington and previous stops before. It's everybody being integrated together. Saban was no best friend to all of his assistants, right? I mean, more turnover than any other coaching staff.
Guys usually got bumped up.
They knew what they were getting into and what they're signing up for. You get to work for the GOAT.
You're getting a PhD, and then they set you off into the world. I've not asked anybody this yet, so I will. You get to be the first. If I was going to say you got 10 bucks in your pocket, it's the last 10 bucks you have, your children are hungry, and it could all go away. Do you think Alabama's in the playoffs the next 2 years in a row? I'm going to give it this year and the following year. Do you think Alabama's 1-12? 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row, 1-12, yes.
You do? You think they're in the playoffs?
But I'd hedge my bet by saying I could put a giant beaver next to Nick Cellini and he wouldn't even notice the beaver. And we've already accomplished that today.
That is true.
So
yeah, he did not even know that was to his right.
I'm focused like a laser, Tom.
The 12-team playoff is going to change everything, and it's the perfect time for Bama, for example. But
if you're going to take a tick down, you don't necessarily have to watch the playoff. You could still be in the playoff.
Yeah, listen, Ole Miss was going to be in the playoff this year. Missouri was going to be in the playoff this year if it had been 12 teams. There's room for a below-average Alabama program by their standards to still make it in. And I got no problem with that. I think you bring more people to the party, the more the merrier.
Do you think we will see in the next 2 years and by the way, I'm not even telling you I know who the big names in college football are. This side of Lane Kiffin, he's a personality, Kirby Smart, because he wins. Do you think we'll see anybody biggish name go to the NFL? Because we are in agreement. The college job is 1,000 times more difficult than the NFL job right now.
I think the college job is only more difficult because the older coaches had a routine, and that routine's been drastically disrupted by not just NIL, but also the transfer portal. So I think the portal is going to be addressed at some point. Rosters will find their stability. Whether Congress gets involved in the end or not, I don't know. But once these guys collectively bargain, hey, you can't go at five different schools in 4 years, pal. That stability is going to help those coaches. So long way of saying the older guys may be more tempted to, but I think the younger guys who have adapted, they're going to be fine with it. I mean, there's still a lot more money for the average major college football coach than there's available in 30-something NFL jobs, right?
And it seems like the attitude at Georgia is, look, if you accomplish something, we'll take care of you. But it's not going to be the other way around. Are we going to see more schools have the guts to do that?
No, because they've got to compete with Georgia. Georgia is selling something, and this was what Kentucky basketball has sold, you know, for the last 15 years under John Calipari is, listen, we can give you some money, but you're coming here to make real money. You're coming here then to get that pro contract.
It's the living room thing that Calipari talks about openly. I look around, and I can tell parents, you see this house you're living in right now? You won't be living in this house in 3 years.
Yeah.
That's what sort of the pitch has always been. Play the long game, and Georgia's long game. But I will tell you, Nick and I have heard this now. There are certain coaches who are more fed up with the idea that 18-year-olds are coming in with their hands out like this instead of shaking their hands. They want to know, what are you going to put here before I even introduce myself to you, which has become...
That is a major turnoff, but what happens in the NFL, right? I mean, the players in the NFL have more power than the head coach anyway, so it's a matter of, I guess, your perspective. Also, the player accountability hasn't... You know, Nick's talking about what Georgia has done, but that hasn't fallen in line with what they're able to access from a money standpoint. Fine. You want to be paid X? We're going to hold you accountable for producing. And I know you're only 18 years old, but you got to produce to that level. And I think it's playing mind games with a lot of these kids,
too. Do you believe the numbers, the NIL numbers that came out?
No, I think he'd probably cut them by 40%.
So, in other words, the $2.7 million is not $2.7 million.
No.
It's sort of the other things that people brag about in their lives.
By the way, what happens when you brag about it when you're the Tennessee Collective and you say, look at how much money we paid out? Well, then the feds come calling. You end up in a federal courthouse in Greenville, Tennessee.
Do you know why?
And the feds always have the answers. Remember that.
Do you know why?
They're asking questions they know the answers to, Tom. I've seen a lot of gangster movies. I know what goes on.
If they knock on your door, no doubt about it. Because we can either leave you here tonight or we can take you with us. If you lie to us, we're going to take you with us because we already know the answer.
I knew the answer when I asked Nick why he was wearing a hat. I just wanted to hear him say it on the stand.
So here's where baseball is different than the NBA and the NFL. We had general managers tell us in all sports that you get close to a title or, God forbid, win a title when it comes to next year's salaries. Everybody believes they were the most important piece, so everybody wants more money. Everybody comes in, the agent wants more money. But in baseball, there's no reason to say we will spend $210 million because then the agents get all the money and they go, well, you have $6 million left. What are you offering my guy $2 million for? You have $6 million. And they don't want you to know the numbers. And the collectives, it's going to be interesting. You gave that guy $1.2 million. Do you not know that I'm better than that guy? And I have all the numbers that can prove I'm better than that guy. How do I take less than him? That's the other part of the bidding that's going to get crazy is when we do what happens in arbitration. I'm better than him. How do I not get as much as him? Well, I guess I have to go down the street now.
Well, that won't divide the locker room or anything either.
That's why Soler takes a pay cut this year, right? Soler takes a pay cut this year and goes down once you take out his signing bonus. But nobody in the NBA is taking a pay cut because the 49% that they're guaranteed that they've collectively bargained continues to grow.
Yep. And they got to spend it all, or pretty much they got to spend that number. But in baseball, it's like Alex Anthopoulos is never going to come on here. People say, find out how much they'll spend this year. I said, why would he tell me that?
Nice.
Because then I have agents saying, well, I know how much you have. Don't tell me you're poor. You've got $7 million left to the budget you're going to play to. So that's going to trickle down into college where people are going to, and I agree with you, Nick, go get a locker room really united when one guy's standing up there realizing how much more he's making than the
others. That's why guys are leaving to become coordinators, leaving head coaching positions in college football. All right, go get yourself a car.
Yep.
Okay.
And then drive it to Alabama and have a good call this weekend.
You guys
so your son's coming today with you to do two nights of basketball.
Right. One full day. We're going to Chuck's Fish in Tuscaloosa tonight. We're going to have a big dinner. Going to watch two amazing basketball games tomorrow.
Chuck's
one I'll get
fish.
Paid for.
You know what their slogan is? Chuck's Fish. Any fish you wish. I don't think that's really it.
But it should be.
How old's your son?
Nick's hat. My son's 15 years old.
Oh, what are you?
I'm not buying him a car.
No. What's the college campus thing? Is he going to be?
We're looking. We're looking. I got a 17-year-old senior. We've been looking, too. So
it's a different world.
Talk about handing your money over. Come on.
Yeah. In-state. Hope Scholarship.
Yes, please.
Everybody go play the lottery. Please.
Not me. I'm making my son be an electrician.
It's the smartest thing I've heard you say.
Ever.
It's not saying much, but I appreciate it, Tom. Tom Hart, good to see you, my
good
friend.
To see
Have
you
a good
guys.
Call this weekend.
Thanks
Enjoy the family time with your boy. There he is, Tom Hart, 770-273-0992. You heard him read the number, 680thefan.com/LLS. We are here at Beaver Toyota of Cumming. That's why Tom Hart's looking for a car.
Thank you, sir.
They are kind enough to host us for the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon. Give what you can. And like we said, if you donate $100 and you want to call out your richest friend, there's a way to do that.
Brad Nessler's already been called out today.
He has. So Billy Gardell's called out.
I called him out. I didn't want to, but Porter Payne. I know he's doing well. All right, 770-273-0992.
I heard when Porter, like, if he goes hiking, what he'll do is he'll just take a bunch of singles and leave them behind him.
That's correct.
Like breadcrumbs.
That's correct.
Because singles mean nothing to
him. That's correct.
So that's why you called him out.
Yep. Listen, I didn't want to. Sometimes you have to.
Yes.
Why? Because it's a cause. It's
Indeed.
A great cause.
More impressive Super Bowl numbers for Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to that story in just a couple of minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
So the Packers with Jordan Love and the Chiefs with the aforementioned Patrick Mahomes, two recent examples of teams electing to develop quarterbacks, letting them be a backup for at least the first season. And Thomas Dimitroff was asked about this not being a trend. Why are more teams not doing this? He said, to me, there are lazy coaches out there that just don't have it in them to develop the young players, and they're worried about their time frame. Lazy is the term that Thomas Dimitroff used.
Well, I think some are better at it than others. I think some have a better plan than others to do things like that. But if you're not, if you think that guys are finished products, they're not. If you coach them like they're finished products, like you know their floor and ceiling, and all you do is yell at them to get them close to the ceiling you think they possess, there's a good chance they'll never be as good as they're supposed to be. There's just a good chance you're not going to have a bunch of guys who, I don't want to say overachieve, but you've got to give them tools to go be better.
And for those that don't remember, Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Jordan Love obviously sat behind Aaron Rodgers.
You want to hear Do we have a second?
We can make a second.
Patrick Mahomes. Listen to this. Patrick Mahomes, part one, please, Matt Lear. Patrick Mahomes, part two, right after that.
So, Patrick Mahomes, I don't like it. I do not like this pick.
It is Patrick Mahomes.
Just like I said to you, Trubisky doesn't have the resume that tells me that he's better than Deshaun Watson. I damn sure ain't going to say Patrick Mahomes does.
This is a really good football
player. The GM of the Chiefs here.
And I think these types of guys don't come around that often.
Like, if he's that good, you went over Deshaun Watson, you traded up, but I still got to wait on the cookies. The cookies ain't ready yet.
I'm willing to invest in that type of player because I believe in his skill set and what he is going to develop into.
When I hear words about Pat Mahomes, these are the words I hear. Undisciplined, lacking fundamentals, immature.
I disagree with you. I don't believe it's a reach. I believe this guy's a very talented player in the future.
Well, we know who was right and who was wrong. Well, that's for sure.
It didn't end there, because why not? The media pylon on the selection of Patrick Mahomes. That is truly the day of the draft, the day he was introduced. The GM of the Chiefs talking about going from 27 to 10 to get Patrick Mahomes when they had Alex Smith. Here's part two.
Why are you drafting a quarterback? Why are you trading up to draft a quarterback that doesn't just have bad footwork, has no footwork?
I can see this guy developing into a really good football player.
The only one out of them going to win a championship, if there is one, is Deshaun Watson.
At the end of the day, we had Mahomes rated above Watson. I thought we saw it.
Mahomes flings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot! Kansas City!
And like we said, no one really needs to argue, do they? We know who was right and who was wrong.
Yeah.
And everybody there, we've all been wrong about things, should fall on the sword and say, boy, was I wrong.
I don't know if there's
I
don't think there's ever been a bigger scoreboard number put up by the Kansas City Chiefs when you hear. And by the way, that's not you, me, and a slappy that we know sitting at a bar. Those are guys who played in the NFL. Guys who are on TV who covered the NFL saying, how did you pick that guy? No footwork. He said he had no footwork.
His footwork looks pretty good to me. Matter of fact, it looks spectacular. So Patrick Mahomes, we know he's got the three Super Bowls. He's got the second most ever Super Bowl completions and attempts. In his Super Bowl career, he's 107 of 164. Now, he's got a way to go to catch Tom Brady. Tom Brady in Super Bowls has completed 277 passes. He's had 421 attempts. I don't know if anybody's going to touch that.
He had a full season just by playing Super Bowls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically a full season by playing just in Super Bowls. 35 wins for Brady in the postseason?
I think that's right, yeah. And that's some great stuff that you pulled there when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. That's why you take everything with a grain of salt. Everything leading up to the draft, everything after the draft, the day after grades, take it all with a grain of salt. Because, as you said to Arthur Blank, when you rub them the wrong way, if that doesn't prove everything's a crapshoot, then nothing does. Arthur Blank should apologize to you. Yeah. Arthur Blank should throw himself on the sword and say, Chris, I apologize for being angry. You're right. I misunderstood the question.
I think Arthur Blank is the richest person that I actually know, and I wanted to call him out, but I don't think we're really on terms where I should be calling him out. Although, 770-273-0992, Mr. Blank, and Arthur Blank, listen, Arthur Blank Hospital, that's a real thing right now off of 85 with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. That guy has ponied up before. I give him all the credit in the world. Maybe he's got a little bit. Maybe he can find something in the couch. 770-273-0992. Maybe he would like to go see Tim McGraw and Carly Pierce. If Arthur Blank would like to do that right now for $300, he can go see Tim McGraw and Carly Pierce at State Farm Arena. We got a bunch of concert tickets. We got game tickets, signed stuff. But if Arthur Blank himself wants to go see Luke Bryan at Truist Park, he can do that. $300. I'm just telling, it's available to him. My friend Porter Payne, your friend Billy Gardell. Again, we got to go to Chris DePetta to Billy Gardell.
My cousin is his manager. Right. He's the intermediary.
So what about your cousin? You call him out a little bit or no?
I mean,
he's got Billy Gardell money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, you know, count my cousin's money, but, you know.
We're shaming people. That's what we're doing today.
You're right. But I'm kind of afraid of him.
Oh, yeah, he's old school.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. There's always exceptions to me.
Ben Ingram was called out by Isaiah. Ice Cold Stew over here called up Ben Ingram. Jeez. I mean, listen, Porter Payne.
Yeah, speaking of money, Geno Smith, he's going to make $12.7 million. The Seahawks say he's going to be their starting quarterback.
770-273-0992.
Ryan Grubb, the guy who left Kalen DeBoer high and dry at Alabama, is the new offensive coordinator in Seattle, and he says this is the guy we want to work with.
Yep.
He's signed this year and next year.
Good Good for him. Geno Smith's a nice comeback story.
Jimmy Garoppolo made a lot of money. He's probably going to be looking for a team. He's also going to be suspended for 2 games for violating the league substance policy. I guess he took something that was therapeutic.
You know what he took?
As Barney Fife said, therapeutic.
You know what he
took? And he didn't notify the NFL.
He took handsome pills. He just took too many handsome pills.
I think he's overdosed on those.
Hey, don't forget, we got the hex head piece of art, the Braves A, that is signed by, I think, 12 or 13 players that we got from FanFest. That could be yours right now. 770-273-0992. Please get online, the 680thefan.com website. You can actually see the list. We got a bunch of stuff to give away. We'd like to push the meter. We'd like to ask you $5, $10, $25. All kidding aside, we really hope that maybe you give up a coffee, maybe you give up a lunch one day next week, maybe a round of golf. All of those things, if you think about it, with all the people in this city, and it's a good city for charity, it really is, we'd like for you guys to help us help people.
And like I said, it goes to not only finding a cure, but it goes to so many support services for people that when you first find out, again, my sister, two-time breast cancer survivor, not, you know her, not the most emotional person in the world.
You're afraid of your cousin. I'm a little bit afraid of your sister.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm not, I am.
Of all my family members, I'm afraid of her the most. But she was taken aback, and she was emotional at all of the services as soon as she was diagnosed with breast cancer that reached out to her. So this is what we're talking about, not just a cure, but supporting people as they battle this horrible disease. So that's why we are here for the 23rd annual Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Radiothon, striking it all out at Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Yes.
When we come back, I'm going to give you good news and not so good news.
All right.
No, I got, as a matter of fact, I've got great news and not so really good news because of who you are. There's my tease.
Powerful tease. I don't need to tease anything else.
I've got great news, and because of who Nick Cellini is, not so good news.
Beaver Toyota Cumming is where we are. Like we said, it continues the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon. 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS. Domino and Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We're raising funds all day to strike out blood cancer. This is the Fan's 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon, live from Beaver Toyota of Cumming, and we need your help all day.
I think the fundraising saves people's lives. I think it saved my life.
I'm not alone. No matter what situation you're in, you're not alone.
Make your donation right now by calling 770-273-0992. That's 770-273-0992. Or donate online at 680thefan.com.
1250 Beaver Toyota Cumming is where we are for the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon. And you heard all of the benefits, and we'll continue to let you know why this is such a passionate project for us. 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS. That's where you need to go. Want to thank Derek. He donated $50, and he wants to know what my favorite Beatles song is. Now, that's a complicated question.
It sure is.
Because it's like picking your favorite kid, and it comes and goes. At one point, this person's your favorite kid. At another point, perhaps one of your other children
I get it.
Your favorite.
I've been there.
You know, I go through the early and late Beatles phases, but I would have to say overall that Two of Us is my favorite Beatles song.
Interesting.
I would have to choose that.
Simple-ish.
Yep.
But it will be in my head now for the rest of the day.
Kind of an Everly Brothers feel.
It sounds like they knew their roots.
Yeah, it's John and Paul, like you said, going back to their roots in 1969.
Seems that way. 770-273-0992. So you want the good news? No, I'm going to give you great news.
Okay, what's the great news?
The great news is we had two different people. I don't know if it's George Cora or Jorge Cora. Mr. Cora, thank you very much. And Eddie Cook have both donated $1,000. I'm all choked up.
I know. You get very emotional when you read these things.
Yeah, or when I'm eating a sub.
Or both.
Yeah, the locker room us Braves game watch has been sold not once but twice.
Thank you, fellas. Now, okay. That's great news. What's the not-so-great news?
You have to do this twice. And Brian Finneran has to do it twice. I'm thinking of the two crankiest people who are involved in this and the two crankiest people. So here's what we'll
do. This is easy, though. I don't mind doing
this. We'll do one sort of at the beginning-ish of the year. We'll do one maybe in the middle of the year. I don't know. Maybe we sell one more. We do it at the end. I'm not volunteering.
I'm fine with it.
But, yeah, so you do know that we're going to have two of these. We want to thank both of these guys. Thank you very much. We look forward to it. We'll feed you. We'll drink you. We'll watch a Braves game when the Braves are on the road right there in our studio.
And, obviously, we are going after heavy hitters. But whatever you can give, we say the same thing at Camp Twin Lakes. Margaret Doyle donated $25, and she said she's just grateful for her healthy kids and grandkids. So, like I said, this goes a long way, and thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no
doubt. Thank you so much, Margaret. And everybody else, giving what you can.
Oh, we say it two times a year. Look, if you're willing to sort of just take a step back and go, what are my blessings? Well, your children's health is the greatest, biggest, not owed to you blessing ever. Camp Twin Lakes and this. Because there are a lot of families that are going to hear devastating news when you talk about kids who were healthy yesterday and they find out they're not healthy today. And families find out. $10, $15, $25, no doubt about it. And, again, that's the sentiment. I think about, you know, everybody should be thinking about their kids. The ones who should donate to Camp Twin Lakes and something like this is the ones who say they're but for the grace of. Because to have empathy, to try to help, it's one thing with words, and no doubt about it, that's a thing. But there are systems in play. Systems that are needed in play, and the only way they stay in play is by donation.
You know, we had Valerie Taylor on with us earlier, and she was battling. She survived blood cancer. Now she's battling breast cancer, but I hate to keep going back to my sister, but she said when she was first diagnosed with blood cancer, she was caring for single person caring for her mother who had dementia. My sister was doing the same thing with my mother. Yeah. And you cannot imagine how overwhelmed you feel. Nope. And that's where the services come into play to help somebody that's dealing in a battle, no exaggeration, for their life. And that's why we do things like this.
We talk about attack mode when this happens to people. Everybody is entitled to not be in attack mode from minute one. And the reason you might not be ready to be in attack mode is because the weight of everything, not only for yourself, but certainly for your family, you can get bogged down in that. You can't get out of your own way. You want attack mode to start as quickly as possible. But I think it starts more quickly when things are in line. Here's what we need to do. Here's how we're going to attack this medically. Here's what we're going to do psychologically. Here's what we're going to do to get more people, the right people involved in this. That's exactly what we're talking about today. So $10, $15, $25 if you have it. Look, we have a lot of great stuff. We got concert tickets. We got a lot of things that we're giving away here. We would like you to help in any way you can, and that's 770-273-0992. Just think about it. Whatever it is that would motivate you to kick in a couple of bucks for this today, we appreciate it.
680thefan.com/LLS as well. In the meantime, the world of sports does go on. We kind of touched on this yesterday. Wanted to get your thoughts on what Braves president and CEO Kevin Warren had to say about Justin Fields. He said, I'm a supporter of Justin because I got the chance to work with him when I was commissioner of the Big Ten Conference. He is an incredibly talented man. He's smart. He works hard. And all he wants to do is be a great NFL player. Is this driving up the price for Justin Fields? If you trade him? We didn't want to do this.
Right.
But this offer just knocked our socks off.
I don't know if anybody said he's not a great kid or whatever the hell else he's pitching there. But you're not the GM. I do think this was a concerted effort by as high up as you can go with the Bears to say, oh, no, this isn't a fait accompli. We like this guy a lot. So does it go from whatever the ancillary pick is, from a fourth to a third because they like him? I don't think anybody's getting bamboozled. I just think that they're in an incredible position. They drafted what they thought was their future quarterback of the future, and now they have the number one pick with maybe a guy staring at him who's better. And I'm sorry, I heard two things this morning. I heard Russell Wilson, there's a chance he's going to get Bill Belichick. I really did hear an NFL show talking.
No one's going to want him.
He's not going to play this year. He's done. He's going to get Bill Belichick. The other thing that I heard was, as regards to Caleb Williams, they might keep them both. They might draft Caleb Williams and keep both he and Justin Fields.
Well, going back to what we just said about Jordan Love and Patrick Mahomes, let Justin Fields start a year, let Caleb Williams sit on the sidelines and learn.
I don't know, though, if the Bears are not in a position. There's a reason, you know, they haven't been a great football team for a while. I don't know if you can afford to have the backup plan. What if Justin Fields plays well? Are you still going to go to Caleb Williams and try to sell Justin Fields on an up? Maybe. It just doesn't really feel like something I could rally around if I was a Braves fan.
In the meantime, when you talk about quarterback, it's big for the Falcons, but their needs are also at wide receiver. They got one wide receiver on the contract. Defensive line, if you're going to run this 3-4, and I know it's going to be a nickel, but you still need a space eater inside. Cornerback, those are positions that the Falcons are now looking at aside from quarterback. And I don't know if Brandon Ayuk would be the answer because he wants to stay with the team, he said, but
I know
the team has to pay up if they want to keep him. He's due to make $14.1 million in 24, way below market value. He also had over 1,300 receiving yards. I don't think that the average fan realizes the season he had. More than 300 yards than George Kittle, more than 400 yards than Deebo Samuel.
Just think if he was playing with a quarterback who was any good. Listen, your quarterback's better than that quarterback. Think about what he'll have 2,300 yards if you actually sign this guy. I do think the receiver thing, I talked about it yesterday. I don't think it's talked about enough. This team doesn't have an ability to score from anywhere on the field. I think Bijan Robinson is a home run hitter. I think he's probably got to be schemed right. I think he's probably got to. I think, Nick, you know what's funny, too? Like, here's the other problem I have with Arthur Smith the more I think about this. We watched that 22-yard Travis Kelce route. I had the guy run the route the way it was supposed to be run. I had the quarterback put the football where it was supposed to be run. I had a line that gave the quarterback and receiver enough time to get to where that play was actually going to be ball in air. I get all that stuff. Falcons don't have that now. But what they don't have on top of everything else is a fear. And with Arthur Smith, what bothers me a little bit more today than I think even yesterday or 2 weeks ago, you do something in the second quarter to set up something in the third and fourth. Did you see at any point
in
the game?
Okay. You don't even have to finish. No. Okay. Kyle Shanahan, like him or not, that's what he was great at. Not good at. Great at. Still is. Setting you up for about a quarter, quarter and a half, 2 quarters later.
What was McCaffrey's first touchdown? Now, that play doesn't work. You get banged on it. But they ran something.
They
knew that there was something on film. Not only on film, but that day. And now we're going to go to this. I never felt like anything got easier in a second. And by the way, this is not halftime adjustments. I'm talking about the stuff where you run something in the first and second quarter to make it easier to run in the third and the fourth.
All right, when we come back, speaking of the Falcons offense, another longtime friendship has come to fruition at Flowery Branch. We'll talk about that next. The Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon, the 23rd annual, continues here at Beaver Toyota of Cummings. 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS. Domino and Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.